This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Now, earlier in the year, in fact, late last year, you might recall, I adopted a rescue or retired greyhound.
Yes, you became a fur baby daddy.
A fur baby daddy. My retired greyhound, his name is Bodie.
Mm-hmm.
And if you head to our Instagram page for Jack and Dean, or go to Facebook, you'll see a photo of Bodie walking the mean streets of inner Melbourne with his new rainbow collar.
Oh, he's out loud and proud.
He's gorgeous. He's out loud and proud.
What's our handle? Jack and Dean.
That's right.
Beautiful.
Instagram, Facebook, give us a like.
Give us a like.
But it got me to thinking about people with their pets and their partners.
Oh,
and maybe I'm putting too much of focus and attention on my pet, on my dog.
Not your partner.
Joining us on the line is Alex from thebigsmoke.com.au to tell us about some research into people and their pets and their partners. Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Hello. This is great research because it makes me feel completely normal.
Here we go.
You're a dog owner. You've got a pug, yeah?
Oh, you got a little puggy.
Yeah, I've got two pugs. So my whole thing is finding research that validates my own issues.
Yep.
This was a study that was done in the UK. What they did was they got a group of pet owners and they tried to understand how much affection they had for their animals and what did that do in terms of validation as a family member. And what they said is that 15% of the people that were surveyed said that they actually loved their pet more than their partner, and a good third of the whole entire survey said that they loved their pet as much as their partner.
Wow.
So it is actually correlating quite well with the research that's also coming out of the US, which is all about the change in family dynamics when it comes to divorce and legal separation. In the past, dogs were seen in America and California particularly as an asset to be split between parties. So if you were going through a divorce, your dog had no more of a legal right than, for example, the microwave or the TV as to how it got split up. And only recently changes happened which saw the dogs being seen in the same with the same care as a custody battle. So the welfare of the dog was starting to be seen by the courts and legitimised. So we're seeing that. But you know what? It wasn't just about dogs. It was about pets in general. So that includes all sorts of pets.
Yep.
But I will say, maybe I'm biased, but if you love your goldfish more than your partner, there could be a problem.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Yeah, certainly dogs and cats have more personalities than a goldfish.
But
I don't know.
With you more.
Yeah, because they haven't got the thing. But I actually know a lot of couples who have broken up and they're sharing dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have weekend visits
like custody,
and stuff.
Like
they're such an important part. And sometimes I think maybe is it because animals don't talk? Is that why?
I think animals don't talk, but also their whole life is about you.
Yeah.
So they want to make you happy, they're loyal, they want to spend time with you, and you have a bond. And for a lot of people, and I'm in this category, I've had one of my pugs for more than 10 years.
Oh, my goodness.
So when you've spent a large chunk of your life with an animal and you've got that bond, you care about them in the same way as a human. I mean, it's really irrelevant that it's a different species.
Oh, definitely. My cat, Suki, she's 14. So I got it when I was 19, so I'm very emotional about when she's going to pass.
You get it.
I'm like, Grandma, didn't really bat an eye, but I'm like, oh, Suki, I'm pretty worried.
I get it. And I think that this is, again, also we're in an age where never before have we seen the research come out about dogs and pets and their understanding cats and how they respond to us as humans. So we understand them a lot better as well.
Mm.
I found it interesting. As I walk my Bodie, my greyhound, through the park, he's quite a handsome-looking chap.
He is.
And I get lots of comments. And people say, oh, isn't your dog beautiful? And I take credit for that. I had nothing to do with his breeding.
He's got my Dean.
Yeah, right.
It's very slim.
Yeah, nothing to do with me. I adopted him.
It's very sweet. But they are a whole life force, and they don't like the idea of getting animals as gifts. I think that's silly. They're not.
No, also I think I just recently adopted a new dog, a new pug, and it was actually free to a good home. And I think it's worth mentioning that if you are trying to rehome a dog, to or cats to not put it free to a good home online, yes, because that's how they get into trouble. Bad homes and dog fighting and a whole bunch of issues in Australia have been found that they get it free to a good home. So even though people think they're doing the right thing by doing that, they're actually putting the dog or the cat in danger.
Yeah, but yeah, so get it from a good, reputable place.
And or just pay, so because like a dog fighter isn't going to pay a big money for a, you know, a dog. So,
that's true.
Yeah.
So the research showed that some people love their pets more than their partners.
Yeah.
And so what's interesting is my long-term Mr. Anthony has just sent a message in saying, hell yes. What are you saying to me, Anthony? What are you saying?
But isn't the greyhound new?
Since August, yeah, so 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
I've been with Anthony like 23 fast. Years, so, you know.
That's fast.
It's fast, isn't it? But they certainly do furrow their way into your heart, the fur babies.
Pulling your old heartstrings. Mm. They're so
cute. And also, they don't call you out on your stuff, which I really appreciate.
I do like that. Yeah, they keep quiet. They look the other way. Yeah.
You want food? Yes, please. Done.
Done. Fantastic.
Thanks,
thank you
Alex.
Very much, Alex. We look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Thank you so much.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.